It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's Red Sox game two of the three-game series. Back on night, first pitch, 6:45.
Sanchi on the mound?
Yes.
Versus Richard Fitz?
Yeah. What you know about Richard Fitz? I'll tell you what I know. We're going to score less than two runs against
him. Yeah, he's going to look like Cy Young.
Yeah. Top 5 of 5 in a moment. Before that, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike. New question. Who's better, Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts? What do you think the poll question is at?
I would imagine it's Jalen.
Okay.
Being you better.
Give a percentage?
Let's go 65%.
60.8.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a little fairer than you thought.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised. That's
no.
The way it
now, went. What do you think if Jack put who's better at passing the football?
Well, I was going to put it that way, but I didn't feel like wording it that way.
Okay.
So I just wanted the baseline question thrown out there.
I wonder what the passing was.
He wanted that result.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there's a million bits at the station that I do love, genuinely. Like, I think we've developed into a good bit station.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, really just our show. I don't know what the other shows really have.
Midday show has a couple bits,
midday
right?
Midday has you people at the end where they read the YouTube comments, which is nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what Mornings really has bit-wise.
Winners and Weasels?
No, I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't think they do that anymore. I guess Beat the Hammer, but, you know.
Yeah, Beat the Hammer's a good bit.
Beat the Hammer's a good bit. That's a good bit.
It's a good bit. I guess the camera athlete thing.
Do they still do Ask Me Anything?
Yeah, they still do AMA.
They still do that?
Yeah, they still do that. So. But I think the bits happen on this.
Okay,
this show.
All right, okay.
So this could change by the week, but these are my five current favorite best bits at WIP. Off of training camp stats being back, which I think is the overall best bit.
Huge WIP. Tomorrow.
Number five, and this is a semi-new one, but it really has come into light recently. But pushing back on Spike with next question. You know, we did it today, early. Yesterday, we pushed back on French fries. It seems like with next question, me and Ike always find a way to get in a stupid argument with you about that you get worked up about.
Well, I feel like you guys know you're wrong.
Nah. Like, cause sometimes we gotta challenge you, man.
Not on. Okay, today's was ridiculous. Well, it was based on Nelly. Give us somebody known by only one name. Nelly. It's not Nelly short for it's not Nelly Franklin. Everybody calls him Nelly.
Nellyville.
This guy picks up LeBron and you take Tiger Woods.
Or Kobe.
They all have last names. That's not what we were looking for. Nelly is just the name. We're looking for Prince.
Well, you said people that are known for one name.
Yes, and Kobe Bryant is
not people who have one name.
Come on.
People who are known for one name. And your junk food thing yesterday was ridiculous.
And the Twitter question agreed with me.
Yes, we lost that one. But people still don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because French fries is not a junk food.
It is clearly junk food.
Are you cook with gas or grease?
That one I know I was right about, even though I lost in that poll, too.
I know.
Is it ship a boat?
Yeah, is it ship a boat?
That one I also know I've won. Okay. I don't know about that voting, though.
I was thinking about that on break. Is a truck a car?
I
of
thought about
not.
That as well. Yes, it is. Well, a truck is an automobile. Maybe it's not a car.
Exactly.
Because me and Walker were arguing about this.
How old is Walker again?
Two and a half. Yeah.
Okay, and what was the argument?
Because we drove my dad's pickup truck up to vacation, and we kept saying, "All right, Walker, let's get to the car," and he'd say, "No, Pop-Pop's pickup truck," and I was arguing with him, "A car is a truck."
And you didn't win that one either, did you?
No, he cooked me.
Yeah, he
totally cooked me.
Car is not a truck; it's an automobile.
Yeah, is a truck a car?
Yeah, truck is definitely not a car.
Nah, I don't think a truck's a car. Yeah, I'm with you.
So how do you see that logic and don't see that a boat is not a ship?
But it's still a boat. At the basis, it's still a boat.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah, a truck is a truck. It's like by itself.
No, a truck is an automobile.
But a truck is still a truck.
But it's an automobile.
But a car is a car.
And a ship is a ship.
But it's also a boat.
But not every boat is... Not every ship is a boat, but not every boat is a ship.
right.
215. 215. The fourth best.
Y'all almost got me. Yeah,
you remember when we got the Navy guy calling in?
Yes, y'all almost got me.
Well, this one, that was the one that gets so many people, because then people start bringing up, this is a vessel. Like, I don't care. Just shut up.
This taco sandwich.
Yeah. Like a submarine.
Is cereal a soup?
No, submarine's a submarine.
Cereal a soup.
Cereal,
there's an argument.
There's an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, you eat cold soup? All right, the fourth best bit at WIP is when Justin throws out one of his sayings. Like, just out of nowhere, he's got two Peters with one Pecker.
Justin,
Justin Tennessee calls in out of nowhere, drops one. We usually don't see it coming. We try to break it down.
That boy's hotter than the fish with three Peckers in a hen hole.
It's hotter than the rat running around with the chairs going down on the tail, whatever.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's like a cow with four udders.
The chair is on a cat's tail.
Two jaws.
Why is the chair on the cat's tail? And why couldn't it be a dog? Anyway, number three, third best bit at WIP, and I had to change or I had to update the list after this because I forgot. I mean, Tuesdays with Elliot is
when it
really gets into the yelling back and forth. It's one of us.
And it always is.
There's not one just tame Tuesdays with Elliot where it's just like, la-di-da, Elliot thinks this. It is always, always Battle Royale.
Yeah. And he comes prepared for all three. He don't know which one is coming at him next.
He's got one. Just in case, he's got one for me where you can kneel me on something. Yep. He's got something for Ike. Well, and he's got something for Spike always.
And I was feeling bad about it for a while. And I'll never forget. I came in and I'm like, you know what? Today, I'm not going to do this. And then Elliot doesn't like it when we don't fight with him. So he throws something out there.
Yes.
In the first segment today, if you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app. The first 9 minutes were Ike. And then we it was like tag team.
Yep.
You tagged me in.
Here, yep.
And then I fought with him. And then he out of nowhere brought up, so Ben Simmons is definitely one of the five.
He wanted to do that.
Yeah. He sees me go, I'm not doing this with you. Not with you. Absolutely not.
And he almost dove into the Yazzie thing, which was good.
We got him out of there. Yes, yes.
Not today. I was going to think about doing it today, but I was like, I don't want to fight with this guy.
Disrespecting Ozzy on a day passed.
He didn't know that when he brought it up.
Oh, he didn't know that Ozzy had passed away.
I don't think he did.
Because we talked about it. And he's like, did you guys know that? I was like, yeah idiot. That's
not even I didn't know until Spike said it.
No, I know. Yeah. But Elliot was, when he said on the air about Oasis, he didn't know that he'd already passed.
Yeah.
Like, get out.
I'd let it go.
Second best bit of WIP. And this has been the evolution. I think we've gotten this caller back to where, you know, they were previously. But where we've gotten Herb to, where it's really just going down his laundry list of things he has to get off his chest.
And I
always appreciate with Herb, we're about 9 minutes into the phone call. And he does usually find a way to bring it back to the beginning.
Yeah, so that's why they got to take this guy.
Yeah, well, and it's just, there's just so much stuff that he wants to talk about. And
he's
so
irritated by me every time.
Well, that's the best part of the whole bit.
He's not a fan.
Doesn't want to answer my question.
Yeah, you're not even looking to necessarily argue with him, but the moment you try to interact with him, his whole tone changes.
Yep. It'll be like 4.5 minutes of Herb just rambling on, and I'll go, Herb, what's it like to make love to you? He'll get so
mad. Hey, I don't play like that.
The best.
Yeah.
But the number one best bit at WIP, and it's just, it happens pretty much every day, but it's just the entire Jalen bit. I mean, everyone is just doing a bit. Like, you look at it holistically, and it's like me and Spike about Jalen, and it's like, well, it is pretty ridiculous how we talk about a guy that did win Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
But then you hear OG, and you're like, well, they're ridiculous.
Yes, I can't stop.
It's impossible.
I can't. You know how they say stay on that side? They make sure I stay on this side. But I give a little bit, and they're like, yes, second best in the league, better throw than Joe Burrow. It's like, no!
Not true!
Yeah.
Just not true. So the Jalen bit, it doesn't seem like, maybe this year, we'll see how it goes. I just don't think it's going to be resolved anytime soon.
Well, no. I think he's going to have a great year and win the MVP, and I'm putting money on it.
So do I.
Yep.
+16. I'm going to put money on it. I'm going to put a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I'm going to bet on it too.
You know what that's called?
What?
An emotional head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with the weapons he has and what he figured out in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Y'all trying to jinx my bet?
No.
I'm making the bet,
too. Yeah.
I'm trying to jinx it.
No.
I'll gladly donate $100.
Yep.
Yep. That's like if you bet, that's like betting like when you bet the Cowboys to win the Super
yes.
Bowl.
Yep.
You're like, yeah, if they do win, at least I'm making $3,000 off of this.
Like Jack said, emotional hedge. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. 40%. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
All right, Spike, Jackie, baby. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Bruce?
Oh, man, hearing these epic battles, man. Spike, man, you going head up with OG? Woo, man, I was sitting over here wiping the sweat off my head after that.
Yeah. I mean, I pushed him down, but he did the thing where he just kept his finger on his forehead so he couldn't get up, you know? Like, was not letting him get off. It was just like,
finger on the forehead.
Finger on the forehead. It's like moving around. There's nothing you can do.
Oh my goodness! That was epic. I mean, but you know, hey, look, man. Let me just say something about Mr. Clown. You know, it's hard. It's just hard for me to even call his name because of his biased opinion of JH. I don't trust the dude. I mean, his opinion about JH is just like his wardrobe. I mean. Look, I mean, anybody that dresses like a bad version of Huggy Bear, if you don't know who Huggy Bear is, I know that's the reason why he's Google it, Jack.
Oh, y'all know. Well, Jack doesn't know who Huggy Bear is. Spike, you remember Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, of course. Pimp.
Yeah, yes. I mean, anybody that dresses like that, you can't take him seriously. But I mean, Spike, to your point, I mean, he does have some points about JH, but you know, one of the things that just really kind of just gets my goat, and people don't talk about this enough, whether you look at the span of his career or even last year, and OG did hit some good points, you know, about the fact that he didn't have all his starters last year.
So
his numbers were off, you know, based on injuries. I mean,
not a good point.
But the other thing, too, is that Jalen, unlike these other quarterbacks that we always like to
say, does he win?
With,
yeah, he wins, well, though.
Does he win?
I'm not going down that road. None of those other quarterbacks, 4 out of the 5 years, okay, and this is an intangible, we're not talking about a stat, has had different coordinators under Jalen. And this is what makes
Baker Mayfield's had a different coordinator his entire NFL career.
I'm not talking about Baker. I'm talking about the top five that he's always stacked against.
Last year in Kellen Moore's offense?
Well, no, he didn't do well. But you know, I was calling y'all. I didn't like the way Kellen called that, especially with the passing routes. I mean, they kept him limited. I was not impressed with Kellen Moore at all. It seems like the lights didn't come on. Until later on in the season when they started getting
couldn't you just say that Kellen Moore did it best when it meant the most in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl?
That's exactly my point. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Shoot.
Is that it seems like they didn't figure that out until later on. But you know what though? I think here's the thing. Looking forward, I think a lot of critics are going to be shut the hell up. You know, because we're going to see a version of what they did against DC and DC in the champion, and Jalen wants that too. And I think that we're going to see an elevation of getting Barkley more used in the passing game. We're not going to see him trying to run the ball and be a power running team. They're going to mix it up, and they're going to be a very dynamic offense going forward. And then when Jalen passes for 4,500 yards, then if the people, oh my God, I wish I ain't had it in. No, he's always had it in him. He just needs the right operational construct.
Let me ask you this, Bruce. If he throws for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns next year, should the Jalen fans say, "See, look at how good he is," or should they say, "Well, I guess he should have done that before and maybe he got better? Like, is it that he got better and did the thing that we wanted him to do? Or,
right.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, no, that's a good point.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that. I agree. There's always improvement in him.
Yes.
And I think that's what he's going to see. I just think, like I said, when you look at the dynamics of last year, and let's say even a year before that, you know, they were unorganized. There were a number of things that were happening. And Jalen needed, you know, he's coming into his sixth year. So I think we're going to see something special. And, yeah, it's going to be based on his improvement and his experience going forward. But, yeah, I mean, I think I'm a reasonable guy.
You sound reasonable.
Yes.
You know, but,
do you have for next question day, do you have somebody famous for just one name?
Yeah, absolutely. Madonna.
There it is.
Oh, there you go.
Another big answer. The best one today is going to get 4 tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice August 10th, 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. These kids, they don't know anything about Madonna. They're talking about Lady Gaga.
We remember when she was the Material Girl.
Material Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vogue. The Vogue era.
Vogue,
and then
when
she did the whole sex book. You remember when she did the whole book about sex? She did.
Yeah.
Did a whole sex book.
Is that an album?
No, it was a book.
Oh.
I think it was pictures and stuff. I don't know. I wasn't lucky enough to get one. I was too young.
I was whacking that thing.
No, I wish. Jamie in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir, Jamie.
What's up, Jamie?
I wanted to ask you, just like a locker room thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think when Jalen, whether he takes, I think people get really go on him and stuff a lot, and he gets a lot of attention because he doesn't address a lot of it, mm-hmm. you know, and that kind of almost fans the flames. It's like, why won't this guy react? Why won't this guy react?
Hmm.
But from your experience, you know, even with, let's say, like a McNabb,
mm-hmm.
Does it affect the locker room at all when players are doubted or, you know, when they've played so well? Does that uplift you? Does it ever come up?
I think it does. I think it does, Jamie. I think, especially, you know, considering his relationship with his teammates, you know, Favre was close with a lot of us. So when he would take on a lot of the heat, he and Coach Reed, when we lost those NFC championship games, yeah, that was part of us that wanted to go out there and play well for him so we could lessen the heat on him and give it a little bit of what you gonna say now, sort of a feel to it. Yeah, so I think your teammates, based on how much they want to play for you and how much they like you and love you and appreciate you, yeah, it affects the locker room in a positive way. I don't think it affects the locker room in a negative way at all. I think it can inspire a locker room. I think, you know what I think back to, Jamie? I think back to 2022 in that offseason, and there was a lot of talk during the offseason, including from us here, not just at the station, but I mean particularly on the show. You know, John and I did a lot of Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson talk that whole offseason. We fanned the flames on some of those rumors. I'm sure they knew about it. Jalen heard about it. And all of a sudden, AJ gets traded for, and he shows up to camp with a Jalen Hurts shirt on. Sirianni shows up to camp with a Jalen Hurts shirt on, with his face on his shirt. So that's a sign right there where they're rallying around the quarterback right there and saying, yeah, he's going to show y'all what he's all about. And look what the type of season he went out and had in 2022. You see what I'm saying? Like, he went out and had his best season the year coming off that loss to Tampa in the playoffs. There was a lot of questions as to whether or not he was the guy. And that offseason, they got AJ here. And then I remember training camp, there was a lot of, that's my quarterback.
Hurt season.
Yeah, it was hurt season. It was a lot of that going on from the players. So they rallied around him then. I could see the same thing happening this year.
Yeah, see, I think that's, you know, just echoing, you know, obviously, you know, I haven't been in the locker room mm-hmm. as you have. But I think that's something special, you know, just for him alone to say, all right, you know, these guys are behind me. You know, I don't really care necessarily what the pundits are saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I've got, you know, my coach, you know, even Howie Roseman, I've got my guys behind me. That's all that matters.
Here's what's great about this, though, Jamie. Here's what's great about this. When you win, you often need things to keep you motivated and driven. to reach those levels again. So I look at this and I'm like, maybe this is a little rallying cry that they can sort of latch on to. And Jalen being around MJ all offseason, we know he was petty and he found anything to motivate him. You know,
exactly. Do you think that's intentional, where he's kind of doing that? He's being quiet, hanging out with MJ.
I think it's intentional. I do.
I do too. I
think it's intentional.
I love that play.
And here's the other thing. We talk a lot about Jalen. Last offseason, Jamie, we talked a lot about the head coach and whether or not he should still be the head coach. So I bring up Coach Sirianni and saying he also has the task of keeping his locker room motivated and keeping them locked in and not complacent. So he's even talked to people this offseason who's repeated as champion, whether it's Gino Auriemma, whether it's Nick Saban, whether it's Bill Belichick. He's went and sought counsel, Mike Krzyzewski, guys who have repeated as champions and tried to figure out what's the formula to do it again once you've already done it. So the two most critical positions, the coach and the quarterback, doesn't seem like they're resting on their laurels. And they set the temperature and the tone for everybody else on the team.
That should be a quote right there. Like, I mean, you know.
Talk to me.
Put it in the ring.
Give me my neck roll on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. He played the game. Yeah.
I hate y'all.
Jamie, you got, for next question day, you got somebody famous, just one name.
Real quick, is it a nickname or is it just how they go by?
Well, so we're going Nelly.
Yeah.
And that would just.
Those are nicknames. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Yes. What is it called?
Prince.
No, what are they? What are they
surname?
Called? All right. So I'm just going to.
No, I think surname is your last name.
Your name.
Oprah.
So Oprah.
Oprah's what we discussed.
Yeah.
Spike doesn't want to relent on Oprah.
Well, because.
How about The Rock?
The Rock is. Well.
His name's Dwayne Johnson.
Well, wait a minute. You said LeBron. You
that's
idiot.
But that's not The Rock, idiot.
Yeah. Look, here's
his name is LeBron James.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson's name's not The Rock. If that's a nickname.
Well, but Prince's name is not Prince.
This is all semantics.
It's not semantics, and you don't even know what semantics means. It's literally semantics. It's language.
I think The Rock, you know, that's one name.
It's two words.
All right.
How about again, we're arguing semantics.
Go with Obama.
No! Look, here's the problem with
so
Oprah.
You don't support?
No, it has nothing to do with whether I support Obama. Here is the problem, Jamie. When I say Cher, you don't know what Cher's last name is. When I say Oprah, everybody knows it's Oprah Winfrey. So I'm going for the former, not the
who
latter.
Who calls her Oprah Winfrey?
But it was the Oprah Winfrey show for 2 decades.
She hasn't had that TV show in 20 years.
Like, how does that play?
What?
Caesar.
Julius Caesar?
Did you say Jesus or Caesar?
Caesar.
Well, his last name's Christ.
Caesar.
Is Christ his last name?
No,
Christ is not his last name. His name is just Jesus.
All right.
Lizardo is his last name.
Yes, Lizardo. All right. Jamie's not going to win any of those. His big one was The Rock. It's two words. Oh, goodness.
521.
Yeah.
Yep, we made it.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say,
I took a deal on the ass.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Only now I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I will repeat, there have been serious discussions that this is the final week for 5:30 Creed. So that would be your fourth last one, right?
Three, right?
Wednesday 3rd, Thursday 2nd.
It's the three more opportunities.
Yes, three more opportunities, but that would have been your fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have there no.
He said I'm doubling down.
No final decisions have been made. No decisions have been made on new songs. Though we are, you know, again, it is an open discussion. But right. I just wanted to warn you, like I want you to cherish it. If you listen again tomorrow, Thursday, Friday,
hang on to it.
That if it's not there on Monday, that I did warn you.
I'm just saying.
What?
The Red Sox have played Sweet Caroline.
They have for a long time.
Seventh inning or whatever. That they lose, win, whatever.
They still play shipping up. They still play High Hopes for the Phils.
Yeah, because it's not as famous as Sweet Caroline. Yeah. But.
What's it called? At Yankee games, they play Sinatra. They play New York, New York.
Yeah, right? But our good pal Keith McPherson bullied them out of playing it when they lose.
When they lose, yes. And I actually think...
Why would they play it?
So that's a fair point. That's why he brought it up.
I actually...
Why would they play it?
Of all of Keith's missions, stop playing Frank when we lose... is an actual good idea. You should not play Frank when you lose. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Rodney in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rodney?
Hi, Guy Fritz. How you guys going?
What's up, Rod?
What up, Rodney?
Hey, listen.
Yes.
First of all, I don't know if that drop is going to get played more, Ike, or to get my neck rolled.
Oh, yeah. See, you didn't hear it because you didn't have your headphones in, but when we were singing Creed, he played the needle ass thing during Creed.
I took a needle in the ass.
Yo, or I don't know what's going to look better with Ike looked on his face when Chuck said that that Terrell Owens will ever be an Eagle. Ike had to look like, yeah, right.
Crazy, right?
Yo, before I get to my one name wonder, after I'm going to call it, Cam is being Cam. All right, Cam gets clicks. Cam baits. Cam switches sides. Cam is just being Cam. He just does things that gets him out there, gets him talked about. He flip flops like a dead fish. I mean, he just does what he does, and that's just Cam being Cam. I can't hold it against Cam. I mean, he looks like Romy Rome dressing, but I can't hold it against Cam at all. I can't.
It is, you know, Cam as a player had to do so much physically that you wonder if he thinks, you know, we were talking earlier about his sort of envy that Jalen gets to play with the amount of talent he does.
Yeah.
If Cam did have that, if he could have extended his career longer, because you just woke up one day and Cam Newton couldn't move anymore. Yeah. He was just slow, you know?
Yeah, he got to New England, and I felt like somebody snatched all the talent out of his body.
Yeah, he just had nothing left.
And Cam isn't even relevant anymore in North Carolina because the Carolina Panthers.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
They took his, did they take his picture now or something?
Did they?
Oh, did they?
Didn't their quarterback get hurt today, too? Isn't he out for the season?
Bryce Young?
No, and I'm thinking of somebody else.
Will Levis.
Will Levis.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee.
I think they took all his photos down, so or something of that nature.
Well, come on. He went back there in the COVID year. Cam Newton did.
Yeah, and that didn't last, 2 weeks?
Well, I remember he hit the touchdown against Arizona and said he's back.
You did.
That didn't go well.
Yes.
Yeah. Rodney, you got for next question today, the winner gets 4 tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice. Only one of them this year. Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link, and the event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Well, you, somebody who's known for just one name.
Yeah, well, my other two picks of Sharon McDowell was already taken, so I'm going to go with my third pick, Sting.
Sting is a big one.
Sting's a big one.
Sting is a big one. We've had there's a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably mostly.
Not a huge musicians. Sting guy.
I mean, Shaq is one too, but.
But no, that's not.
It's Shaquille O'Neal.
It's by Spike's.
But his name is Shaq.
But it's Rule with an Iron Fist asking in there.
I'm not rolling with an iron fist. I'm just.
I just thought I could sneak Shaq through.
No. Yeah, no. I'm trying to
as
think,
a Kobe guy, you shouldn't.
Is there an actor or I'm trying to think of somebody who is just one name.
One
See,
name.
Cher was an actor as well, but she is a musician.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, if we were doing me and Ike's roles, we would say Pacino.
Well, that's... Yeah, but that wouldn't work.
Yeah, even I know that one doesn't work.
Well, you just say De Niro, too.
Yeah,
I was going to say De Niro. Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, I can't think of a... Has to be an actor out there with one name, right?
It has to be a comedian. Now, I know we said Cedric, but it is Cedric the Entertainer.
Nah, yeah.
You know, it's three.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's got to be an actor out there. Mary and Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Mary?
There we go. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
3 hours. Boy, do I have a headache from listening to you guys.
Oh, well. You should see what it's like on this side.
Yes. I'm so glad you're calm now. Whoa.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He was off for a whole week. He had a lot.
I do got a lot of energy pent up.
Yep. You had all that pent up, nobody to yell at. Okay.
Yep. That is true.
No, not yell at. Let me say disagree with. Nobody debate. Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jalen, what can I say? Listen, he outclasses all those people. That Cam has no class. So, Jalen, just for that, he should be in top 10.
I think you should be in the top 10.
I got him in the top 5.
Yeah, well.
Exactly. I'm so proud of him. And, you know, the first year, was it or were you guys not saying what a great passer he was first year?
No.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Fresh my memory.
No.
I thought he made all these great passes the first year.
Not in 2022. He didn't hand the ball off in 2022.
No, I'm thinking 21.
First year, 21.
Yeah, 21.
Oh, in 21.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a lot of passing the first year?
No. No, the second year.
Okay.
Second year.
Okay, one
first year,
year
AJ.
Year
first year, AJ. That first year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I just defer to you guys on that. But and then wasn't he hurt the second year, too? One of those years, last year? Not yet last year.
Well, that's kind of hurt in 22.
Yeah, he kind of got hurt.
He misses like
got
one
hurt.
Or two games.
Yeah, the end of
every year. Yeah.
And then didn't he get a whole new, like you guys say, didn't he get a whole new coaches last year?
He did.
People don't bring that up enough.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Got to bring that up.
He also wins. I don't know. He won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you knew that.
Right?
Yeah, he's a winner. Leader.
Yeah. I mean. And you know, like,
incredibly tall, strong.
I mean, I got to go back to OG a little bit. You can make stats say whatever you want them to.
No, mm-hmm. You actually
can't.
Well, I don't.
Then we all have good eyesight too, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Burrows isn't a better passer or hasn't been a better passer according to the stats.
Well,
but the game changed too.
No, it's not just according to the stats. It's like the stats are what happened.
Semantics.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Mary. Jalen Hurts was the MVP of the Super Bowl, right?
That's not a trick question.
It's not a trick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or we can say this against Patrick Mahomes in the 2022 Super Bowl, he played great. And if I asked you how you know he played great and they didn't win, what you would tell me is he threw for this many yards, this many touchdowns, rushed for this many yards, all stats, and all means he played well, even without winning the game. So I just don't... Sometimes we take stats and we're like, that's just a stat. It is a record of what happened, and it's a good way to describe. It's not everything, but it's definitely something, you know.
But winning is everything.
Well... Yeah,
there you go. Winning is everything. Yeah,
people forget that.
It is.
And that's what Jalen does better than Joe Burrow.
Let me ask you this. What was Saquon great?
Well, that's a fact, Fritz.
Mary, was Saquon great last year?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because he was on.
Let's say I just got back from Mars and you want to tell me how great Saquon was. What would you tell me?
Well, I would have to research and say all the numbers. I don't know.
You would probably tell me he rushed for 2,000 yards, wouldn't you?
I know a couple.
Mary, do you have somebody for next question today? Do you have somebody who's known by one name?
I've only been listening since quarter of two, so forgive me if this was said, okay? Beyonce.
Boom.
Beyonce has not been said, so that is a good one, Mary.
Even though her last name's Knowles.
But she goes by Beyonce.
But so does everyone else.
No.
Oprah goes by
Spike.
Oprah.
No,
hold on. On Beyonce's records, it does not say Beyonce Knowles. It says Beyonce.
And on Oprah's show, it says Oprah.
No.
That's true.
She goes, you've never even seen Oprah's show.
I saw Tom Cruise on the couch.
The Beyonce one is a tricky one. Because you're right. We know her as Beyonce, but we also know that she's Beyonce Knowles.
But she's never gone by Beyonce Knowles. I recognize Beyonce is an edge case. I would accept Beyonce.
Okay. So a comedian could have been Sinbad.
Sinbad is a good one.
Sinbad is a great one.
Yep. Yeah.
Got a lot of calls about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But still no
Rest
actor.
Rest in peace, Sinbad.
Did yes. die?
I believe recently. Actually, hold on.
Yeah.
I thought he might have died.
I thought he did recently.
I don't think
Please
Sinbad
check.
Died.
Oh, God.
You guys kill Sinbad?
I think so. Did we?
No, he's alive.
Oh, I knew it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? I should
have
known that.
He did have a stroke, though.
That's what. And he was just in some movie.
Okay.
Right. They made him in. Yeah. His first appearance since.
Yeah, he
yes,
was
yes,
in.
Yes,
I yes. think it was Sinners.
So he was specifically alive in this movie, right? He wasn't dead in the movie. You guys are like, oh, I know. I know why I got it confused, because he's in a movie. That's why I thought he was dead.
Where he's alive.
I knew I didn't know for sure when I
yeah,
said that.
No, I was walking down the path sure, with you,
yeah.
pal.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, yeah, he died.
100%.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
I knew I wasn't sure.
Text line.
I agree with Spud. Why can't we take criticism of our favorite player without melting down? Chuck in Mount Airy, seconds after Spike hangs up on him for bringing up Embiid.
Well, Chuck's not. Chuck has an agenda with Embiid.
Always, yes.
And it's not even like criticism. I'm like, hey, Joe Burrow throws the ball better than Jalen. Chuck's like, hey, I wish Joel Embiid would leave the country. Getting a plane accident on his way out of here. You know, he's a loser. I hate him.
Yeah.
You know. All right. What's next?
We were off last week, and after finally seeing it, we still don't get why everyone got so mad. Spike and Ike still defending the Coldplay CEO guy.
Hold on. I was defending him?
No, I just like.
I was just trying to, I guess, rationalize.
Yeah, I just like.
How we got to this point.
Yeah. Guy doesn't need to lose his whole life. I mean, he does, but his poor wife and children don't.
Right.
Yes. What is next?
Ooh, I found another one. Spike, when he found what Kevin Cobb had to say about Jalen.
All right. We're not going back to that.
I haven't even heard Kevin Cobb say anything.
And again.
Who do we find first, Cliff Lee or Kevin Cobb? Yeah. That's my question.
Where is Cliff
That's a good
Lee?
Question. I have no idea.
Is he in the movie with Sinbad?
Still with us.
Yep. What's next?
Ike's knee at approximately 7:30 as he's running to second base.
Yeah, I need everyone. So when is this happening?
I don't know which inning, but I'm gonna,
the third what, inning, I believe.
Third inning.
I don't know yet which inning they'd actually do it.
I need all the cell phones out, recording, just in case Ike happens to slip and fall.
Just in case I go down, yes.
Yep.
Now I'm definitely walking out there. Now I got to show athleticism. For a minute, I thought I was the youngest guy there. Then I thought Claude Giroux was there.
And then it turned out it was John McClair.
John McClair.
Yeah. Ike's going through the hallways. He's like, how old is Claude Giroux? Is he 50? We're like, he's still, what are you talking about? He's still in the league. And he's like, oh, well, then he better run out tonight. And I'm like, you mean John McClair?
Yeah. Yep.
John McClair is definitely 50.
Okay.
He's, and still with us.
Yeah, and still with us. I would guess John McClair is what? John McClair is probably 57, I would bet.
No.
Yeah, he's got to be. Because I was in, I think so.
I mean, I remember watching John McClair. I feel like 57's old for a player I remember
okay,
watching.
Okay, maybe 53. All right, what's next?
I know, I remember watching Ike and he's 51.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that.
Why do you have carrots over bananas? Spike at the grocery store, even yelling at people about their grocery lists.
By the way, John Clare's 56.
Wow, really?
Good call by me.
Wow, I guess I've gotten bananas. Older.
Wow, yeah. What's next?
Are you a Philadelphia fan that wants to run Bryce Harper out of town, but that's just not enough for you? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast. Actually, Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson are bums. Alex in Lancaster.
You like that turn I've taken this
wow.
week? Well, how could I, you have to admit, Elliot having three of the five in his top five over the last 25 years, not having titles after the little dance he did on the top 11, is morally incoherent.
Yeah, well, you can't be Mr. Wins or Everything guy.
Yes.
And then just keep it consistent.
That was less about Dalk and AI.
And more about Elliot.
Elliot's
but actually,
thing.
That was his first, that was a real list.
Like, no, I agree. No, I'm just saying Spike's.
Yes.
objection to it was more or less Elliot is not consistent.
Yes,
when he put his list together,
and Elliot's list actually makes sense. His top five makes sense.
Right.
It's a real list, not the one that he did with the top 11.
And he knew we were off last week.
Yeah,
no one's gonna hold him accountable.
Yep.
He thought we could move past it.
Nope,
no shot.
No, we're here now. What's next?
A normal person's experience at the doctor. Well, we only ran one test and it was inconclusive, so come back in a month and we'll see how it is. Joe DeCamera's experience at the doctor.
Nobody's going home until we figure out what's going on.
Tim in Newark.
Seriously.
Pet's line.
3 hours.
Who the hell goes to the doctor for 3 hours? Yeah.
To get a groin shot.
Yeah.
Or like a look at your...
Yeah, to look at your groin.
Yep.
I took a needle in the ass.
Let me tell you, look at a Joe DeCamera's groin wouldn't take more than 30 seconds. Two words, Joe.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
I quit.